Virgin, a seed I need to address something very important that has been circulating on the internet. There are a lot of teachings about a rapture and the left behind. First, let me define rapture. The doctrine is this, that the rapture of the church is the taking away or the taking out of God's people out of the earth. While the word rapture has not been stated in the word, rapture, as it has been defined to you just now as the taking out of God's people, actually occurred in the Bible. Wait, let me explain. It actually occurred in the Bible where God's people were taken out of the earth. The difference, however, and this is what I believe that needs to be addressed. Now, in the Christian religion, we have various denominations, right? And each denomination has their set of laws governing their church body, right? The Bible, for the most part, is the basis. But of course, based on how each of those denominations were founded, that is how they have their own laws, right? Now, one such denomination came out with the rapture doctrine. And this is where we need not get mixed up. Let me define the rapture doctrine of one of these denominations. It states that there will be a pre-tribulation period wherein the saints of God, His living church, will be taken out of the earth before all the tribulation which is spoken of in Matthew chapter 24 from verse 4 all the way back to around verse 26. It also speaks about it in St. Mark chapter 13 verses 5 to verses 23. And for reference, it also occurs in Luke chapter 21 verses 8 to 24. So those you can look up in your time. So the tribulation indeed is in the Bible. It is in the Word of God. And the tribulation speaks about nation rising against nation. There shall be rumors of wars, pestilences, famines, earthquakes in diverse places. And he said these are the beginning of sorrows. Right? This is the tribulation period that the Bible speaks about. Now in this doctrine of the rapture, it states that God's people, the church, will not be here when all of this is taking place. And if you should take a closer study of the book of Revelation, it speaks about the tribulation. It speaks about what happens where the angels pour out the vials on the earth and the trumpet sound and all of that. Read it from in Revelation, go all the way back to the end. The thing though, with that doctrine has some amount of error to it. Reason being, in Matthew 24 verse 9, it says that then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. This is the same tribulation that we are talking about here. And because iniquity, this is verse 12 of St. Matthew 24. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And it says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And it go on to tell us about Daniel's prophecy. In Daniel chapter 9, you can read about that. It go on to say in verse 17 of Matthew 24, let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. He says, woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And he continues in verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Then it says in verse 22, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Then it says, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. What days is he speaking about? The tribulation, the great tribulation period. Those days shall be shortened for the elect's sake. So it is saying that the elect of God shall be here. Now, a part of the doctrine of the particular denomination, they are saying that this rapture will take place, right? And the saints and the church will go. They are saying that during the tribulation period, some persons that were left behind will still be saved, and those are the persons that they are talking about when it says for the elect's sake. But no, the Bible did not say that. And there is no word, there is no scripture here that says it's who was left behind was saved. Brethren, I am telling you this now, and I am saying it, and I believe I have the Holy Spirit in me still, and I am saying this to you. Christ will come again only one time. We call this his second coming. He will not come one time for persons and take persons out of the earth, and then the tribulation period, and then he comes. No. One time. His coming will be one time. And therefore I am saying to you that some of us will still be here during the tribulation period. Some persons would have died, whether through natural death, whether through sickness, whether through accident, whatever means, some persons would have already died. So they won't be here during the tribulation or the great tribulation period that the Bible speaks about in St. Matthew 24. Get that straight, because this is very critical, especially if we are going to be here. We need to pass it on to our family, our friends, our children. We need to pass it on just in case we are not here during this period. We are just before God comes. Now, why is this important? Because some persons will say, alright, let's watch and see if the rapture will occur as this denomination says, or watch and see. Let us see, because it is coming, so let us see. But no, the reason it is important to know is because God said it. He says, beware, because many false prophets will come. They will come and deceive many. He says, look, In verse 24 of Matthew 24, it said, "There shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." He says, "Behold, I have told you before, wherefore," he says, very important, you know, "wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not." Believe it not. Because he's saying in verse 27, "For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So it is very important to note this, because there's a false Christ coming, there is the Antichrist coming, and just as how our Bible says that God will appear in the heavens, in the sky, he's coming, the Antichrist will appear just the same way, and that is why it is important, and he will be given the ability to show signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, the very elect will be deceived. So therefore, it is very important to note the doctrine of the rapture in regards to the pre-tribulation taking out of God's people, because the false Christ will appear, and persons are going to yield up their life. They'll take the mark, they'll take his name, because he will look like the Christ. But God has warned us before, do not take any mark, do not take the name, do not worship it. It will look as if it is the Jesus Christ of the Bible. But remember, he has told us, you know, he said many Christ will come, and that one, that Antichrist, it is coming, and it will look as if it is the Christ. Look on what they are doing now on the earth, right? And God has said it in his word. He said anything man has put his mind in doing, his heart in doing, he'll accomplish it. Right? So he has the ability to turn up in the skies. If they can put satellites up in the sky, and if they can be launching something to the moon, what can't they do? So the Antichrist is coming, and that is why I'm stressing it, you know, brethren. Stressing it, because it is very important to note that the Antichrist is coming. He's coming, he's going to make an appearance. Remember, you know, what the enemy normally does. He normally mimics anything that God does. Anything God do, let me tell you, the enemy always mimics it. Look at it this way. The Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. What do you think the devil do? The beast, the false prophet, and him himself. Three of them. So he always mimics what God does. So if God told us that he'll appear in the sky to come down, then the enemy will also mimic an event of such. Right? This is deep, because they have given us an image. Remember Christ saying, "No, don't put no image, no, don't worship any image." They have given us an image for the longest while in most persons' minds. I am sure, I don't want to judge anyone, but I used to do this as well. Like way back before my eyes got open to understanding and all of that. When you pray or imagine Jesus, what image comes to mind? It's that long hair guy, right? With blue or green eyes, right? With white complexion. That is what comes to your mind, right? God says we should not make any image. Why did you think he told us not to make any image? Because he knows that the enemy will deceive people with an image. And therefore, I believe when the Antichrist comes, that will be the same image that is coming in and the same form. And that is why many persons will be deceived. But I'll not go into that because we will all see on that day. Right? But it is very important, brethren, to note this doctrine of the rapture. Let me not say the taking out is false. I don't want to say the rapture is false, because remember what we started out by saying, the rapture means the taking out of God's people. That's what the rapture means. The thing is, when will that take out take place? That is where the error has been in that doctrine. And the error is the pre-tribulation period. We're already going through the tribulation period even now. Because if the word of God is saying in Matthew 24, it is saying that nation shall rise up against nation. We are seeing these things. We are seeing famines. We are seeing pestilences. We are seeing earthquakes. Greater earthquakes will come. Yes, because it is getting more and more intense the closer it is for Jesus' second coming. But to say that the saints will escape before the tribulation period, it's definitely false, because saints are still here, unless they are saying Christ came already and we are here in the tribulation to go, and that's not what the doctrine of the rapture is about. So saints, it is very important to study the word of God. Study the word and pray for his spirit, because he said that if you don't have the spirit of God, then you are none of his. So let us try and grow in grace and grow in the knowledge of the word of God. Amen.